The Mountaineer, Thursday, August 23rd, 1860. Consolatory and confidential. The matrimonial editor has lost his dorg. He feels badly about it. We don't. That is the difference between us. The cheerful brute belonged to that beautiful species known as the bulldog. He had teeth like a mastodon and jaws like a Rocky Mountain lion. His auricular and caudal appendages had been clipped, and gave the beholder an unpleasant impression that in puppyhood some humane person had endeavored to convert him into one of the staple dishes of civilization, and that he had unfortunately escaped from the sausage machine just after it had cut off his ears and tail. His growl was like the mutterings of distant thunder, and he had a pleasant habit of springing at the throats of inoffensive and timid persons. One night, he kept a modest young gentleman standing at our back door 3 hours before permitting him to enter. The next morning, he abruptly and unexpectedly bit our religious editor, and we regret to say that for the next 5 minutes that exemplary person indulged in several expletives not found in the standard theological works of the day. What business has our matrimonial editor with a bulldog? He has a favorite deer, named in honor of an old public functionary, but called Buck, for short, and that we don't object to. Oh, dear, no. He may fawn upon the amiable quadruped to his heart's content. In fact, we might say, in view of his marked attentions to divers young ladies, that he has a great many dears. But so long as Mrs. Matrimonial Editor does not raise a domestic tempest, and she is certainly a very patient and forbearing lady, we have no complaint to make. But we insist that a gentleman of matrimonial proclivities and connubial configuration has no business with a bulldog. However, our associate has lost his dog, and, in the chaste vernacular of the Missouri frontier, he feels doggone badly about it. We don't wish to injure his already overburdened feelings. Abstractly, we sympathize with him in his bereavement, but confidentially, if that benefactor of the human species who shot the dog aforesaid, one fine morning near Golden Gate, will call and make himself known to us, we shall take pleasure in presenting him with some suitable testimonial of gratitude.